The Rise and Decline of Empires is America Next. The Dutch, British, and American empires share a common timeline. Each rises and falls over about 250 years. With America nearing this point, it raises the question, is its decline already underway? There's a concept called the Big Cycle that explains how all major empires from the last 500 years follow the same pattern. They grow, peak, and then decline. This cycle moves between peaceful, prosperous times where innovation and wealth flourish, and tough periods of war, revolution, and economic hardship as nations fight over resources and power. In good times, living standards increase. When decline hits, wealth, lives, and systems are destroyed. While no one wants this decline, it doesn't stop the possibility that America's global power might be fading. Often, those within an empire don't notice the signs of its fall because of a sense of pride or arrogance. The Big Cycle of Global Power. The Big Cycle focuses on how global power shifts over time. This idea not only hints at the fall of a single empire, but also shows what might happen to global power in the future. Understanding the cycle helps you stay prepared for changing global dynamics, especially in finance and investment. To know if a country is rising or falling, the theory points to 8 key signs: quality of education, innovation, global economic strength, productivity, share of world trade, military power, influence in finance, and how dominant its currency is. Tracking these factors reveals a country's position in its rise or fall. Every empire's fall starts somewhere, and this is the core idea of the Big Cycle: the emergence of modern powers. Large conflicts, like wars, often create the conditions for new empires to rise. Strong leaders and powerful militaries usually emerge afterward, reshaping nations. For instance, Japan's Meiji Restoration turned a feudal society into an industrial giant in just a few decades during the late 19th century colonial conflicts. These nations don't just react to outside events, they also build institutions that ensure long-term stability and economic growth. This is one sign of a nation on the rise. Another key factor is educational quality, which has two aspects: creating a skilled workforce and encouraging innovation. After the U.S. Civil War, heavy investment in public education and literacy prepared the country for its global superpower status post-World War II. Economic power and imperial decline. Economic strength is another marker of imperial power. During the Industrial Revolution, Britain used innovation and technological progress to boost its economy and dominate global trade. It also developed advanced financial markets, making the British pound a global currency. This dominance only shifted when the US dollar took over after World War II. Having the world's reserve currency lets nations easily borrow money and gain more control over the financial sector, which supports economic growth. As nations enjoy prosperity, they often become complacent, which plants the seeds for eventual decline. Patterns of empire decline. Empires don't just rise to power in predictable ways, they also follow patterns when they decline. A good example is the Roman Empire, where internal problems like growing decadence and inequality weakened its social structure. This made it easier for outside forces to attack. A similar trend can be seen in modern America. As prosperity rises, complacency takes root. When wealth and comfort dominate, societies shift toward luxury and entertainment, which is happening in the U.S. today. Consumerism and leisure now define the American way of life, eroding the work ethic and innovation that once drove its success. This is especially true for younger Americans who are inheriting wealth in large amounts. This reduces their drive to innovate and build something new. As a result, household debt is reaching record highs in America. Combined with huge military spending, national debt is soaring. What usually follows such unsustainable spending? Financial instability. We saw this unfold during the 2008 to 2009 crisis. When debt bubbles burst, the fragile economic foundation of an empire is exposed. You can't borrow forever to fix deep-rooted financial problems. Cycle of empire decline. Financial instability often grows worse with rising inequality. As the rich indulge in luxury, the poor struggle more. Political divisions deepen, and populist movements calling for wealth redistribution grow stronger. But empires in crisis don't easily give up power. Populist demands are often ignored, and class tensions heat up. Social unrest becomes common while other nations, like China, catch up by adopting the empire's technology and economic strategies. At some point, internal and external problems combine into a crisis the empire can no longer handle. This could lead to economic collapse, currency issues, or even loan defaults. Internal conflicts may erupt, possibly leading to civil war. When a nation turns inward, other powers gain ground. Once they are strong enough, external threats like global war can emerge. The result of these crises is often the fall of the empire and the rise of new powers. The cycle continues, with new leaders, institutions, and currencies replacing the old. This process of empire building and falling has repeated throughout history, and the current global situation suggests it's happening again. The U.S.-China rivalry shaping global power dynamics. It's no shock that the rivalry between the U.S. and China is a key global issue today. Barring an unexpected event, the next few decades will be shaped by the competition between these two powers. While other nations like India, now the most populous country, and the EU remain influential, the global South is rising and driving much of the world's growth. Major shifts in economics and resource distribution may be on the horizon, thanks to the growing influence of developing nations. The U.S. faces challenges, including political tension and economic inequality. This is nothing new for empires in history, but the U.S. still holds strong in certain areas. As of 2023, 8 of the top 10 tech companies are American, and their military spending exceeds that of the next 9 countries combined, including China. The U.S. dollar also remains the world's leading reserve currency, used in about 60% of global currency reserves, which highlights its current influence. China's rapid global rise. China is rapidly growing. Its global GDP share jumped from 4% in 2003 to 18% in 2023. Through initiatives like the Belt and Road, China has invested heavily in infrastructure across 140 countries. In technology, companies like Huawei lead the way, especially in 5G patents. However, China faces potential obstacles, such as an aging population due to its one-child policy, which could slow its progress. Its strict political system might stifle innovation, possibly causing talent to leave the country. Additionally, being the world's top CO2 emitter could lead to long-term environmental challenges. While the U.S. isn't out of the game, China continues to rise as a global force. Investors should take note of these shifting dynamics. Understanding these cycles of power can help you respond to the changing tides of global politics. Global risks and opportunities. The world is going through major changes and challenges. It's important to think about what lies ahead and how to handle these shifts. While American power appears stable for now, that could change quickly. Successful investors must be flexible in response to geopolitical, technological, and environmental changes. The focus should be on spotting key trends while also being prepared for surprises. One significant area to consider is the rapid technological advancements happening now. Artificial intelligence, AI, and automation are becoming part of daily life in unexpected ways, with predictions that they could add $15.7 trillion to the global economy by 2030. This creates big opportunities and risks for investors. You should look for companies that are becoming leaders in the AI space, as this could lead to significant profits in the long run. Cryptocurrencies and central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, are also important to watch. By the end of 2021, the total market value of cryptocurrencies reached $2 trillion, showing their growing impact on global finance. Central banks are quickly developing their digital currencies, with China's digital yuan pilot potentially reshaping global trade in surprising ways. Staying updated on these developments is crucial, as crypto moves faster than many other sectors. Finally, climate change and clean energy present both risks and opportunities. In 2020, global investments in renewable energy hit $300 billion, focusing on expanding wind and solar power. Staying informed and investing wisely in these changing times is essential. Battery technology and climate change investment. Battery technology is worth paying attention to. Major advancements here could speed up the end of fossil fuel use and create exciting investment opportunities. However, not all aspects of climate change are good news. Forecasts suggest that by 2050, rising sea levels could force 140 million people to leave their homes, destroying cities and economies, including big coastal areas like Miami and Shanghai. Economists predict the financial toll of climate change could reach a staggering $23 trillion by 2050. As an investor, focusing on companies that create technology for adaptation and mitigation is crucial. It's also smart to diversify your portfolio with climate-resilient sectors and regions. In a world filled with uncertainty, keeping a mix of equities, bonds, real estate, and commodities can help reduce volatility by 20% compared to sticking with just one asset type. Regularly updating your scenario planning is essential to ensure your portfolio withstands major market downturns or even future global pandemics. Ultimately, a balanced mix of growth-oriented and defensive assets will likely perform best, no matter the challenges history brings. Staying informed and alert is key to this landscape. Key points. 1. Empires rise and fall in about 250 years, a pattern seen in the Dutch, British, and American empires. 2. The big cycle shows that empires experience growth, peak, and decline, affecting global power. 3. Key signs of an empire's status include education, innovation, economic strength, and military power. 4. Rising nations often emerge after conflicts by building strong institutions and investing in education. 5. Economic strength and technological advances drive imperial power, but complacency can lead to decline. 6. Inequality and political divisions can cause internal unrest and weaken an empire's stability. 7. The U.S.-China rivalry is reshaping global dynamics, highlighting the importance of understanding shifting power.